This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Aurora police are still searching for the suspect of a hit-and-run that killed a 26-year-old cyclist in Aurora at the end of July. Denverite's Sandy Batulga was at the vigil honoring the life of the victim, Arthur Williams, last week.
Arthur's family and loved ones remember him as an athletic, polite, and hard-working young man. He was training for a triathlon at the time of his death. His father, Troy Lance Williams, shares a middle name with his late son.
That day changed my life forever. Nothing would ever be the same, ever again.
The grieving father is committed to working with the city of Aurora to put in a bike lane on the road where his son was fatally struck to make it safer for future cyclists. Sandy Batulga, Denver 8.
It's free to ride the bus in Mesa County all August long. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
Grand Valley Transit serves Grand Junction, Fruita, Palisade, and many areas in between. The agency's Simon McCullough says the bus gives people a break from the solitude of their personal vehicles.
There's all kinds of people that you wouldn't normally see if you're driving around in your car, so it's a great way to build community, make connections, and see who you live with.
Grand Valley Transit saw a 14% increase in riders when it offered free fares last August. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has added a heavily fished section of the Gunnison River to its long list of fishing closures. Anglers are encouraged to avoid fishing the stretch between Highway 50 and the Blue Mesa Reservoir from noon until midnight to help protect stressed fish populations. This closure is preemptive as officials expect the river's flow to lower and temperatures to rise. 646 miles of rivers and streams across the state are currently under mandatory and voluntary closures due to heat and low water levels. For a list of closures, go to CPR.org.